Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, Ponder on This, Part 2. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust, and Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey also wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. Ponder on joy, happiness, and bliss. These release the channels of the inner life and reach, in a wide circle, many kinds of people. They heal and cleanse the physical body, and help you do your work with little effort, a proper sense of values, and a detachment which is based on love and not isolation. We've been talking about the need to ponder. Can you explain again what it means to ponder on something in the spiritual sense?
Yes, pondering in the sense of Alice Bailey's use of the term, and she uses it a lot throughout her books. In fact, a search on our CD-ROM of the books shows that she said we should ponder on this 629 times throughout her books. So that's a lot of pondering. She uses it in the sense of the mind that meditates, reflects upon the meaning and significance of something. Sometimes what we are asked to ponder on is something that on the surface is very familiar. If you think about that opening thought, ponder on joy, happiness, and bliss, we all think we know what those words mean, and we do know what they mean in the sense of our own understanding. But if we ponder on them in the light of their meaning for the soul and the ways in which they express the quality and purpose of the soul, we might come up with something quite different. Obviously, they don't all mean the same thing. They aren't synonyms for each other. Each of them has a different connotation, a different significance. That's one interesting thing. Another is that when we work our way past our already present knowledge of these qualities, then we find we draw upon a deeper understanding that we might not have tapped if we hadn't made the effort. Alice Bailey said, sometimes pondering is needed to penetrate through the crust of a thought form built up around a subject in order to get through to the underlying reality. And I think that's an interesting way to put it, the crust of a thought form built up around a subject. We think we know things, we think we understand concepts and situations, but often what we understand is the accepted narrative, in a sense, the accepted view. And that's a kind of a hardened crust that we have to penetrate in order to get to the real spiritual meaning and significance, and pondering can help to do that.
Right, and that, of course, that crust that you speak of is really a product of the lower concrete mind that is, it does its thing very good, very well, the concrete mind that simply analyzes and it likes to analyze and tear things apart and discriminate things, and that's very good. But we also have to realize that there are higher levels of mind which we should help begin to reach for, And pondering is one way to do that, through, especially through reflective meditation, because one needs to still this lower concrete mind of thought and reach for something higher, through the higher mind, through the soul, and eventually through the higher intuition. And that's what pondering does. It opens up these channels towards the higher mind and allows for a deeper understanding of these terms, these ideas, these thoughts, these words. And so it's a very liberating kind of exercise.
I think also it's one that's done less and less often these days, because we're all aware that the pace of modern life is picking up, and every moment of the day is filled with something to do or someone to speak to, in person or on phone, or to go on the internet and see what's happening. And we have less and less time where we're just still, where we're just with ourselves in a moment of silence and thought. How many times do we have for such occasions throughout the day? Not so many as we used to. And we need those quiet times. We need that silence to be able to reflect on what's happening, on problems that we might be working through, on things we don't understand. But the other aspect of it is, I think, with all the development of our lower mind, we're getting smarter and smarter in one sense, but on the other hand, I wonder sometimes if we're getting more and more lazy in the way we use our minds. We like to seize on generalities, and we're content with just the basic outline of a concept without really penetrating into the depths of its nuance and all the subtleties and the contradictions that lie in so many ideas. If we just take them on face value, we have our prejudice, our thought form, our idée fixe, and that's enough for us. Pondering tries to break through all that.
Right. I mean, just take a word like love, for example. We all have a very concrete awareness or a concrete concept of what that word means. I mean, there's the affectionate, physical kind of love, and then there's the love of the family, and then the love of the community and the nation. But love at the spiritual level carries one much deeper, to a more universal understanding of love. So, I mean, it's taking a word like that and following it back to the source as best you can. And that's a good exercise, as I said earlier, in liberating this mind, this lower mind, from a very staid and stereotyped kind of existence.
Alice Bailey asked us to ponder on examples of qualities that belong to the soul. And the book Ponder on This gives numerous extracts from all of her writings, published in her 24 books, that concern different aspects of the soul, different laws that govern the soul. Love is one of those, as you say. Another is four words that express the action of the soul: stability, serenity, strength, and service. We talked about that in our last program, that if we give 5 minutes to pondering on those four qualities, stability, serenity, strength, and service, and say take one quality into our reflective, meditative thought for a week, and then over the space of six months, see what kind of understanding we develop about these four terms, we might be surprised that it really deepens our understanding of the nature of the soul. So keeping it simple and giving it time on a regular daily basis can help to deepen our awareness of the way the soul expresses, the action it affects in our personalities, the intention of the soul.
Right, and as long as one is aiming for a deeper appreciation of the soul, there is kind of a reverse action here too, because there are certain things that you don't want to ponder on. And because, you know, we all go through
Why
this.
Why not?
We ponder and we mull over all the stuff that goes on in our little personal lives, and we constantly tie ourselves up in knots over these things, over emotional feelings and thoughts like that. And all of that is a distraction. If you really want to sit down and concentrate and ponder on the soul and the qualities of the soul, those four words that you just mentioned, and the word love, for example, you can't ponder on those, on the depth of those words, if you're so involved in pondering on your emotional feelings and your emotional reactions to somebody or something in your daily life. So there are things that you just have to stop pondering on if you want to ponder deeper than than where you are.
Yeah, I can think of two reasons it's not helpful to dwell on the pettinesses of life. For one thing, it keeps your thoughts centered on yourself, which immediately turns all the energy of the mind inward upon the little separated self. And for another, it keeps one on the surface of life, on the level of the personality, of events, where nothing really matters all that much, even though we might disagree when we are offended or irritated or fearful or whatever. But that kind of reflective rumination on the slights and grievances and fears of daily life, like you say, does distract, and that is definitely an impediment to pondering. Alice Bailey said that we are asked to practice purging the content of our minds of all critical and unkind thoughts. I like the word purge, to purge our minds of all critical and unkind thoughts so that you can achieve an attitude of divine indifference to the ephemeral and fleeting personalities and the chaos everywhere. And so, she said, endeavor to tune in on the attitude of hierarchy, which deals in the timeless realm above the fray of outer life. That's achieved as we learn to ponder, as we learn to reflect upon and penetrate to the depths of situations.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, Ponder on This, Part 2. And we have a special offer from Luce's Publishing Company. And that's Ponder on This itself. We have a book entitled Ponder on This. It's a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. And, of course, all the topics are abridged. You'll find entire books on chapters. They go into depth on individual chapters within this book, Ponder on This. But I especially like it because it's a great way to get started. You can browse through this book, peruse it, and get into certain topics that you like a lot, then you can more or less develop an order of priority of which one of the Alice Bailey books you'd like to start with first. I think Ponder on This is a wonderful book to start off with. It's available, the special offer is that it's available for $19, and you get free shipping and handling if you mention Inner Sight. Just a little note saying that you heard about the offer on Inner Sight. So if you'd like to take advantage of this special offer, send a check or money order, $19, to Luce's Publishing, Luce's L-U-C-I-S, Luce's Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Luce's Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. We have many people who offer us donations, and some donations are rather large and small. I guess our ultimate dream is somebody who might underwrite the entire show. If there's a wealthy benefactor out there, it would certainly give us. It would be like a sedative to us if we didn't have to face the challenge every so often of meeting the cost of this show. But nevertheless, those people who have been donating large and small amounts, that collectively they've contributed to keeping this show on the air. The donations are tax deductible. So send your donations to Luce's Trust, Luce's L-U-C-I-S, Luce's Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And we appreciate all of your donations very much. It certainly is evidence of your support for the show. All of our Inner Sight programs can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can be heard. Once again, www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. And we also have an 800 number if you need to get in touch with us for any reason whatsoever. Give us a call on our 800 number, which is 1-866-695-8247. 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NEW-YORK-LUCIS. Dale, you were talking about the about a new edition of Ponder on This. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, yes, I mentioned it last week, but I want to mention it again for those who may be just tuning in. We now have a new edition of Ponder on This on audio, and it's been recorded on CDs, but we are offering it in a special mailing going out in September. We're offering it on a special little device that is very similar to an iPod, and the entire book has been preloaded onto this little handheld device. It's called a PlayAway, and it will be offered in a special mailing that's going out in September for anyone that wants one of these. You order the entire book, and it comes on this device called PlayAway Audio Book, and it's the only thing on it. It's just the book Ponder on This, and it will come with its own special ear pods, and it's battery operated, and I'm not sure what the price will be yet, but you will receive a flyer in the mail about it if you will call and give us your mailing address. And so you can just call that number that Robert just gave you. And if you're not on our mailing list, we would love to put you there on our mailing list and send you this special mailing and offering of this very special little PlayAway audio book, A Ponder on This.
Maybe I should mention that 800 number once again, 1-866-695-8247.
Maybe it would be helpful at this point to give some examples of the material that we are asked to ponder on in the book Ponder on This. It's a book composed of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, and they are arranged under themes. For example, there's a section on reincarnation, and there are extracts on that subject from the writings of Alice Bailey. One that's quite interesting says a particular incarnation is not an isolated event in the life of the soul, but a part of a sequence of experience which is intended to lead one to a clear, definite goal. I think most of us think of reincarnation as an event, each lifetime being a kind of mini universe in itself, a self-contained unit. But in fact, this thought by Alice Bailey implies that they build upon each other. A particular incarnation is not an isolated event in the life of the soul, but part of a sequence of experience. So just that little extract can really set one to thinking on the meaning of reincarnation and perhaps seeing it in a new light. Another example from that same subject, reincarnation, Alice Bailey says not all incarnations are of equal importance, but some are more important and of greater impact than others. Some, she said, from the point of view of the soul, are practically negligible. Others count. Well, that's interesting. I wonder if this lifetime is negligible in the judgment of my soul. I hope not. I want to make it count. What would I have to do to make that happen? These are interesting little morsels to ponder on.
Right, and then there's, in related to that, there's another theme in the book called On Death and the Art of Dying that might gives many people a chance to ponder. In related to what you were saying about this, the man, just to quote a little bit from Ponder on This, the section on death and the art of dying, the man comes into incarnation with no recollection as to the identity or the significance to him of the group of souls in bodies with which he finds himself in relationship. This loneliness only disappears gradually as he makes his own personal contacts and discovers those who are congenial to him, etc. After death, this is not so. For after death, for the man finds on the other side of the veil those whom he knows and who have been connected with him in the physical plane life. And he is never alone, as human beings understand loneliness. So, I mean, that's a very comforting thought if you think about the consequences of death. And we all have to think about it at certain times in our life.
Another subject that I find interesting in Ponder on This is on karma, the law of cause and effect. Alice Bailey said the law of karma, and it is a law, which right there is interesting to ponder on, something that we are all subject to. The law of karma works through a person's mind, she said, and awakens in him recognition of the law and an intellectual grasp of cause and effect. Karma is the expression or the functioning of a law that we have set in motion by an action of some sort. It's not just a happenstance, an accidental event. Sometimes when people say, that's my karma, it's as if they're saying, that's my fate, as if there's nothing I can do about it. It just happened and I'm the victim of it. Not so. Karma is a law. It's the working of a law, and it expresses cause and effect. Pondering on that might help one to understand that we reap the consequences of situations that we ourselves set in motion.
Right, and that's one of the good topics that one can discuss, one can read about in this fascinating book, Ponder on This. And we might mention here, too, that all of these quotes, all of these excerpts have an indication of the book from which it was taken.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Alice Bailey wrote a series of 24 volumes, and these excerpts are all indicated which book the excerpt has come from. So if you want to, you can find the original volume and go back and read the full account or even more.
In its complete context.
Yes, in the context that which is taken, which sometimes an excerpt by itself doesn't give you the full picture. And this, so you have an indication of the book from which it came from the source, and you can go right back to the source and purchase the book. By the way, if you don't have it, we have them in our library too, so you can borrow them from the library.
What's another example of pondering?
Well, there's an interesting one about God, for example. There is a whole list of topics, and I think there are 186 topics and themes altogether, and one of them has to do with God, the universal mind, the energy, the force, the absolute, the unknown. So these are terms that many people use about trying to define God. What the scientists call energy, the religious man calls God, and yet the two are one, being but the manifested purpose in physical matter of a great extra-systemic identity. So, I mean, there is a word, a single word, that gives you a chance to ponder real deeply about the nature of God. And these excerpts from the books give you a help. There are hints, and they are what it says in these excerpts really give you a lot of meat to chew on.
Yes, in fact, there's one entry by Alice Bailey that seemed to imply that we have to spend a lifetime pondering on certain things. She said, ponder on three words, understanding, courage or fearlessness, and love, for the remainder of your life of service. For as a man thinketh, so is he. That's from the Bible. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's a good reason why we should ponder, because what we allow to embed itself deeply in our consciousness affects and guides the kind of person we become. It's a creative act to ponder. It's a way that we rebuild, modify, create a new and better vehicle for the soul, meaning ourselves. To close, Alice Bailey said, there is no need for too great an upward straining or too intense an outward looking. She said, that which is to be revealed lies all around us and within us. It's the significance of all that is embodied in form, the meaning behind the appearance, the reality veiled by the symbol, and the truth expressed in substance. It's all there, all that we need to open our minds and expand our consciousness is right in our environment. We don't need to go to India or to the top of a mountain or to the desert. Everything that will open our consciousness and expand our love and open our heart is present in our environment and our relationships if we will look and ponder on what they have to teach us.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Publishing Company. And that's the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. It's available for $19, and the special offer comes in the form of free shipping. You get free shipping and handling if you mention Inner Sight. Mention that you heard about the offer on Inner Sight. So what you need to do is send a check or money order, $19, to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called The Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.